please.
This is case number 10,646, Fred Kling. This is in the White House Beach Mobile Home Park. This is the separation between units in a mobile home park. They were asking for a 1.1-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation.
And this wouldn't have been needed if it wasn't for the steps. Is that correct on the back of the other?
No. It's the neighbor's deck.
The neighbor's deck.
Yep. Excuse me. I think the uniqueness in this one is that the neighbor's residence actually, you know, far exceeds the distance. The problem is the neighbor's deck. Obviously, like other variances we've approved here, doesn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
Letter from Miller Lewis taking responsibility.
Right. So that would suggest that it's not created by the applicant. And therefore, a minimum to afford relief. You know, all the other setbacks and requirements. Well, we also have that 2.4-foot variance in the rear. But that was for an existing shed.
Was previously approved.
Mm-hmm.
The shed.
It was previously approved, wasn't it?
Mrs. Isaacs, do you know if the neighbor on lot 254 has a variance?
No, because they didn't need one. They were okay.
That was 21 feet.
Yeah. This 1.1 was missed at the original application in April.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Excuse me. Mr. McCabe? Mr. Workman?
Come on, buddy.
Mr. Johnson? Mr. Mills? Okay, if no further discussion from members of the board, if everyone's ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it's my opinion that there's a certain uniqueness here because of the neighbor's deck and not, you know, it meets the 20, more than the 20 foot between the neighbor's property meets all their setbacks. So in my opinion, it is developed in conformity with exception, and that's because of the neighbor. So therefore, not necessarily created by the applicant. And I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property since they're not asking for anything additional. Minimum to afford relief, and I certainly don't see where it alters the essential character of the neighborhood. I think I've addressed all the standards for granting a variance, so I'd make a motion we approve case number 10,646.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 10,646. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.